This is Maryland Viewpoints, an in-depth discussion of the events and issues impacting our state. Now, from the studios of the Maryland News Network, this is Maryland Viewpoints with Meredith Marks.
Welcome to Maryland Viewpoints. I'm Meredith Marks, and this week we are talking to Chandra Brigance, wife of O.J. Brigance, the founder of the Brigance Brigade Foundation. Welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you so much for sitting and speaking with me.
Absolutely. So O.J. Brigance is a former Baltimore Raven, and in May 2007, he was diagnosed with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, also known as ALS.
Yes.
And it's also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. And tell me a little bit, I want to step back from that part of it for a little bit and recognize that you do so much. You are like an award winner in so many people's eyes because you've got a tough job, lady. You've got a tough job, but you make the most of it. You talk about live life to your fullest every day. Tell me what it's like to be a caregiver of your dear husband and how your lives have changed, and maybe walk us through your day of ALS.
Absolutely. Absolutely. First and foremost, thank you so much for those kind words. You know, it's not easy. Each and every day, waking up, he and I have to make an effort to want to per se live a productive life. And we have to make sure that we walk in a way that is, you know, just uplifting, you know, to us. We understand that as long as we're still above ground and we're still breathing, there's still life in us. And we want to still continue to live that life. And just to know that opportunity is there, you know, with the support that we get, with the love that we receive from, you know, the city of Baltimore, from friends and family. And, you know, we want to continue to live that life. And so we have to make a purpose and a point to try and live, you know, continue to live the life in the best way that we can. Well, you know, I like to say that although we're going through a storm, we're still blessed. You know, so our faith gets us through each and every day. Our faith gets us through the completion of a day. You know, so, you know, just knowing that our faith is there and our faith is the center of our lives and our faith is the center of that strength that we pull from, this helps us to continue to want to put one foot in front of the other day by day and just make it a step by step, because it's not easy, you know, but at the same time, it is doable. And this is what we know. This is what we understand. And again, by pulling on our faith and just knowing and understanding that there's still a lot of life in us, there's still a lot. And we want to still, you know, continue that the best way that we can.
I'm going to ask you a tough question. I think it's a tough question. And think about this for a second. Can anyone be a caregiver? Or does it really take a special personality to be able to do that and commit?
You're absolutely correct, Meredith. That's a question that I wouldn't say is really tough, but it is a question that will really cause someone to really think. Now, from where I stand or sit, or you know. We never know what we may have to wake up and face. OJ and I never knew one day we would wake up and have to face something such as ALS or something that does not have a cure. So before we face those things, we always say, oh my God, I could never do that. I could never do that. Oh, that couldn't be me. I just wouldn't do it. But at the same time, because of love, because of faith, because of determination, because of a strong will, you reach deep and you find that strength. You find that direction. You find whatever it is that you need to find, grab, take a hold of, and walk through it. And I can say that for us. We too probably would have said, oh my God, no, we just can't do that. But you know something, because again, the love that I have for OJ, the love that he has for life, the love that he has for me, the love that we have for our marriage, we found a way. We're finding a way. So as far as someone not being able to be a caregiver, the same thing. That's my husband. I love him. You know, I mean, and truly, you know, life or death, rich or poor, I truly, you know, again, honor those vows. And I really, when I see OJ, I don't just see him as another person or just a man. I see him as my husband that I stood in front of that altar with and gave him and God my word that I would still be here no matter what, the best of my ability. And so here's where we are. So as far as being a caregiver, is it easy? No, it's not easy. But again, it is doable if I am determined. And that is the route that I have chosen to take, is to continue to be here and be the caregiver for my husband.
That's a beautiful, beautiful answer. And it just so admirable. My goodness. Tell me about OJ. How is he living his best life?
I tell everybody, don't worry about OJ. Worry about us, the caregivers, because he is living, you know, I would say for the circumstances, he's living his best life. OJ has the best care. And bless God that, you know, God has surrounded us with, you know, good help and care and support and love. And so with OJ receiving the best care, he still goes to work every day. He's still at, you know, he's getting ready for the game tomorrow. So he'll be at the game tomorrow. So OJ is still very much involved in his life, you know, each and every day. So
for people that don't know, tell us, what is he doing for work these days?
Oh,
just in case they don't know.
What is he not doing?
What is he not doing?
He's encouraging the guys. He's, you know, he's a senior advisor for player development with the Baltimore Ravens football team. And his job is to, again, be that coach off the field, as well as coach, you know, on the field, you know, just as far as in wisdom with, you know, sometimes the guys, they'll talk about, you know, playing and, you know, this strategy and that strategy. But for the most part, OJ is that coach off the field, and that wisdom, that voice of reasoning, and that, you know, he gives to the guys and some of the coaching staff. You know, he and John Harbaugh, the head coach, you know, they have a very, very good and strong relationship. Mm-hmm. And even, you know, even with Steve Bisciotti, the owner as well. I mean, so everyone have a relationship of some sort with OJ. And so OJ is able to pour into that wisdom that he have from being in the game since Pee-wee, Little League, you know, and not only that, just life wisdom and direction. If he's able to help with, he does. So that's what he does with the senior, as being senior advisor for the Baltimore Ravens.
When someone hears the word ALS, what do they have to face in the coming days, weeks, months? If someone's listening to this and they go in and get diagnosed tomorrow, walk them through, what is that like in the beginning?
Well, first and foremost, I would like to say, please connect with the Brigance Brigade Foundation, because here at the Brigance Brigade Foundation, like you said, we have been walking this walk again since, 2007. So we have just a little bit of time underneath our belt to help with resources and direction, and to also let them know it's not going to be an easy walk. It's going to have to be something that we're going to have to physically make our mind up to tackle it and not allow it to tackle you. And the walk is difficult. It is not an easy walk, but again, it's doable, again, if you have that support around you. So I would say to know that you're going to be in for a challenge, but you can overcome that challenge, again, with the support and the surrounding supportive direction and love.
So you started the Brigance Brigade. Tell me how you came up with this idea of starting this foundation, and, you know, why is it so important to bring awareness and to give back to the community? Talk about that a little bit.
Oh, my goodness. You know, a lot of times when people come across adversity, because adversity really, really reveals yourself to yourself. You know, it really reveals you to
it
yourself.
Does.
And the first thing that I have seen when people are faced with adversity, they go into a shell. Understandably so. For OJ and I, we realized that, okay, God wants us to do something with this. And our part that we do believe was for us to find out exactly, okay, God, what do you want us to do with this? Where do you want us to go with this? How do you want us to help others with this? And that's exactly what we've done. We've chosen to not just go and underneath, you know, and hide, which is okay because we're all different. We all handle things differently. Right. But our job and what we have been called and have been predestined to do by God is to step out, help others, give others a chance to know that they're not alone. We're here with them. And guess what? We're walking this same walk with you, and we can be a source of support for you.
Has connecting with other ALS families really helped you as well?
Absolutely. They've helped us. They've helped my husband, you know, again, to let all of us know we're in this thing together.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit more about it.
To connecting with other ALS families. Some walking this walk, you will discover how to get through it in one way or another. So that way they may have discovered something that they can share with us. We've discovered something we can share with them, meaning that something is how to maybe help him in the wheelchair, how to maybe travel with him, or how can we, you know, get from one place to another? Just little helpful hints and things to get through each and every day.
That is truly awesome. Truly, truly awesome. We are going to take a short break, and when we return, we will hear all about a milestone birthday party soiree that's taking place in September. Maryland Viewpoints will continue after this.
Owning an LS tractor is about a lot of things.
For me, it's about lift capacity.
It's about the hydraulics.
Owning an LS, it's about how well it's made.
Steel, baby.
More features.
Standard features.
It's about the land.
Making it better.
Having something to pass down.
It's about owning the best.
Find your local LS dealer at lstractorusa.com and see what it's about for you.
As a small farm owner, you may believe a homeowner's insurance policy provides adequate coverage. But if you have a barn or outbuilding, farm equipment, or livestock, your policy may not be enough. Country Choice from Nationwide is designed to protect smaller farms like yours. Nationwide protects farms of all sizes, from small to very large. To learn more, visit nationwide.com/protectmyfarm. Products are underwritten by Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Welcome back to Maryland Viewpoints. I'm Meredith Marks. We are talking to Chandra Brigance of the Brigance Brigade Foundation. And, you know, you just announced the fifth annual soiree with OJ. It's going to take place on September 27th at the Valley Mansion in Baltimore, which will celebrate the lives of those battling ALS, as well as OJ's 50th birthday. Wow. That right there is a very big milestone.
Absolutely.
Tell us all about this soiree.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. But first and foremost, OJ turns to me, you know, of course he speaks on his speaking device, and he says, Chandra, he said, I don't want anything big, and you know, let's just, you know, 'cause it's all about the foundation and raising funds for those who are living with ALS. It's a fundraiser first and foremost. But while we're fundraising, we kind of slide in a happy birthday as well.
Yep.
So, you know, OJ always looks at me any and every year, you know, especially this year. He's, you know, he's Shanda. Nothing big, nothing over the top. And, you know, but I'm like, okay, yeah, sure, sure, OJ. Okay, yeah, sure. You know, but as you know, we're going to try and go over the top. We're going to try and blow it out. I mean, he doesn't even know half the things that we're trying to plan and we sort of have in place for him. But
So we have to keep this kind of hush hush, right?
Well, he knows about the fundraiser. Right. He knows about the event. But like you say, there's just some things he don't know about, right. You know, because like you said, this is huge. When OJ was first diagnosed, he was diagnosed at age 38, and the doctors told him he would possibly not see age 40. Well, of course, you know, here we are getting ready to celebrate age 50. That is huge. So it's already huge celebrating your 50th birthday. But so you're celebrating turning 50 and you're celebrating just being in life still.
Yes.
Still in life.
Yes.
At age 50. So there's a lot to celebrate. Yes. We're celebrating life at this fundraiser. We'll have, you know, a few other ALS families there and other pals there. And of course, friends and family, you know, they're flying in to Baltimore from all over. And so, you know, and again, some of the friends he's played with, other players and, you know, just some of who's who that we're hoping, you know, will be in that room. And, you know, it's a really big year. You know, it's a really big fundraiser, but it's also a really big year personally for OJ with turning 50.
Wow. Any special guests coming that you can maybe drop some hints?
You got to be there and see.
Oh, you got to be there
and
see.
You got to come out and see. Come out and see.
So tell people, how can they get tickets?
Absolutely. Go to BraganceBrigade.org and there is a button there that you can push and it'll just direct you. It's so easy. And or you could just call the phone number at the bottom of the website and our beautiful young ladies here in the office can help anyone purchase or walk them through as well.
What if somebody unfortunately has a prior commitment, cannot attend? Can they also go to BraganceBrigade.org and donate?
Absolutely. We're welcoming all donations all at any time. You know, it's not just this time. We're always accepting donations and people are always donating. That's any and every time that it's the same thing. Go directly to BraganceBrigade.org. There's a nice, cute little donate button. Just push it, and it's just as simple as can be.
So how are these funds going to benefit the families with ALS? What does it go for?
Absolutely. Very good question. And we've been asked that question, you know, many times because people want to make sure that their funds are going exactly where they want them to go and exactly where we say they're going. And the funds do nothing comes to OJ and I, absolutely nothing. Every penny, every dime goes into the Brigance Brigade grant award pot, if I could say. Sure. And what those funds do is say if there's a PAL person living with ALS connects with us and they need a wheelchair. Okay. So we'll, you know, they have the process they have to go through. And then after the process is completed, after seeing if that person is, you know, can receive this wheelchair, then the grant committee will award them. We'll purchase whatever it is that PAL will need and we donate it to them. They have to pay no money, not a dime or anything. So those funds are used to purchase equipment for PALs. And our largest request is we get in-home nursing care requests.
Oh, yes.
Yes, because people need help, you
Absolutely.
Know, getting in and out of bed, getting in and out of their wheelchair, even their personal, you know, bathing and brushing their teeth and all that. So we get a lot of requests for in-home nursing care. So those funds, again, pay for a person living with ALS to have a nurse, registered nurses, come in their homes and help them.
Do you think that ALS gets enough media attention and awareness?
Absolutely not. It does not get enough. It does not get enough. The last large media recognition ALS had was the Ice Bucket Challenge. And that was a few years ago. And that was such a blessing, you know. But a lot of people don't know that a lot of those funds, if not 95 or 100% of those funds, went directly, you know, to, you know, a different direction for research. Wonderful and good because we need the research. But while the research is happening, people living with ALS still are trying to live each and every day. And this is where the Brigance Brigade Foundation come in at. What can we do to help this ALS person live his fullest today?
Yes.
Absolutely. Because research takes years and years and years and years and years.
Right.
To where that's where a lot of the Ice Bucket Challenge money went. That's wonderful. But at the same time, what are we doing to help someone live their best life today? And so that's where the Brigance Brigade Foundation come in. What can we help you with today so that you can live today?
If the public wants to get involved with ALS organizations or even the Brigance Brigade, how do they go about helping and becoming active with your organization?
Absolutely. Again, we're going back to the brigancebrigade.org. Just go to our website. We have a section where you can sign up if you want to be a volunteer, if you want to, you know, just be a part, whatever it is. And we have in that section, you will fill out what it is your giftings are, because we all have different giftings. You know, we all have been blessed to, you know, do different things in life. And so whatever your giftings are, whatever area that you want to be a part of and volunteer in, we have that available on, again, the registration. So that way we can know what it is that you would like to do and you would want to come and volunteer and do. But any and everyone is welcome, even kids as well, you know, because we like to, for the kids to volunteer at, say, our 5.7, when we have our big family fun run in the spring, kids come out and they help with that as well, you know, as well as, you know, we have kids that also come out and participate in the festivities. But just connect. Go to our foundation website, connect. If you can't, if you don't have that, then just pick up the telephone and give us a call.
That's amazing. I love getting kids involved early. I think that it teaches them and shows them so much.
Absolutely.
And they just have a whole new appreciation for life.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I know that you live your life to the fullest.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Final question here. You guys live your life to the fullest every day, but what are your personal hopes and dreams for the next few years with OJ? Anything that you guys want to do? Anything that you haven't done that you want to maybe, have you traveled? Have you been able to travel? Have you been able to do specific activities? Any fun restaurants you want to try? I mean,
well, as I said at the top of the interview, OJ, I mean, look, OJ is still OJ. If there's someplace OJ wants to travel, OJ will travel. I mean, we're getting ready to travel now to Houston for our Brigance Brigade Foundation because we have expanded into Houston. So if OJ wants to travel, we make it happen. We get it together. We make it happen. So OJ has traveled. Like I said, he's at work every day. So OJ, you know, he's doing pretty much what he is able to do. You know, if he's able to do it and he wants to do it, he does it. But the biggest thing now that our prayers are still, we're still praying about is one day he can get up out of that chair and walk.
Yes.
You know, so one day they'll find a cure for this terrible and awful disease.
Yes.
So, you know, just to go a little deeper than, you know, just traveling, walking, finding a cure, for those who are living with this disease to know that there's hope beyond hope, you know, for this disease, and that we can get to a point where this disease will no longer end in death. It will end in, oh, we have a cure for it. Here's what we can do. Mm. So you can continue living.
Absolutely. BriganceBrigade.org is the website. Friday, September 27th at Valley Mansion is the soiree celebrating the life of OJ, 50 years old. Wow, wow, wow. And benefiting ALS. Thank you, Shanda, for your time today. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much for sitting down and speaking with me.
Absolutely. This is Maryland Viewpoints, a presentation of the Maryland News Network, heard on radio stations across Maryland. The views expressed in this program are not necessarily the views of radio station ownership, management, or advertisers. Join me again next time for Maryland Viewpoints. I'm Meredith Marks.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.